Hi, it's Leanne Juliet here. Welcome back to another podcast episode. I cannot remember when, well, I can actually because I could look on my podcast history, but I believe it's been about 5 months since I last recorded a podcast episode, which is a little bit random. I'm actually recording this on the 31st of December 2021, just as we're about to go into the new year. Although I don't tend to celebrate myself because to me it's just a big illusion, but I can speak more on that another time. But I'm recording this as almost like a, I suppose, a recap of my year with like the highs and the lows and the things that I've learnt. And hopefully whoever is listening to this, you'll be able to take something from it in regards to your own life and like transformation and growth and like, I suppose, the journey that we're all on, because that's the thing to remember, is that we are always evolving. That's what we're here for. That's why we're on earth right now. That's why you're a human. That's why you've incarnated as a human, is to learn, is to grow, is to experience. It's the journey of the soul, of the consciousness. I kind of use soul and consciousness interchangeably, but it's a journey of the soul or the consciousness to really experience an existence through a multi-sensory experience. Because here on earth we have, you know, we incarnate in physical bodies, we have emotions to deal with, we have physical feelings and, you know, physical the physicality of a human body to deal with, we have our mind, all sorts of things. So we've got the five senses, so it's a very different experience to, I suppose, when we've just been a an energetic being in another galaxy or whatever. So that's just like another rabbit hole you could go down, but it's my world, so that's the kind of stuff I like to talk on. But 2021, so I was just looking back on the episodes, the last episodes that I recorded, beginning of the year, I think I had like a 5 month gap between like August and January last year, and it's, what was it, something like that. And the same this year. I tend to go through stages in my life, tends to be towards the later months, from like, I don't know, August onwards, where I kind of go into my shell a lot, which also coincides a lot with when the when I come out of my shell. Like, I call it hermit mode. I'm a Virgo. For anyone who follows astrology, I'm a triple Virgo. I've got Virgo stellium with my Sun, Jupiter and Saturn all in Virgo. And so I really do represent like the Virgo energy, and if you're familiar with the tarot, it's all connected to the hermit card. So I like to say that I go hermiting and I go into hermit mode. So I am an energetic being. I very much follow the energies of the world, of, you know, or the cosmos really, and I'm very affected by the planets. So more so when the planets, the outer planets, the more transformational planets, like I suppose Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, because Pluto is still a planet to me, when they go into retrograde, I tend to go more into my shell and into my cave a little bit and go hermiting. But it's been a while now, even though the planets have kind of come out of retrograde, and it's been a while now. 2021 has been a weird year for me. Well, it's been a weird, I suppose, fuckery for most people, hasn't it, really? Like, continuing the fuckery of 2020, really, if you want to go down that road. But I suppose you wouldn't be listening to my podcast if you weren't willing to go down that road of it being a complete shitstorm and, like, mindfuck and everything. But 2021 has been a weird year. And I feel it's been a weird year for most people, not just with, like, the weird circus that's going on in the world and the clown show and everything that's going on in the world at the moment, but I think it's just been a weird way. I'm just seeing the year, the date in my mind now, 2021. I tend to have better years when it's even number years than when it's odd number years. It's really, really weird. But so, because I do feel that 2022 is going to be better for a lot of people, even though it's going to continue on the same kind of theme of like weird clown shit and circus stuff and, you know, with, you know, whatever's going on in the world. But I feel like it's going to be a much, I don't know, a better year for many. It's an even number. I just like even numbers. I do. Like, I'm weird like that with like numerology. I just like even numbers. So 2022 is a 6 year. So if you follow numerology, then obviously it's 6 year, which six relates to like balance. So it's very much about us finding balance in our lives, whereas 2021 was a 5 year. Which five represents change and everything. So I feel like whatever we've been going through this year in 2021, also this just depends when you're listening to this episode, but whatever we've been going through this year has almost been like, obviously I'm always channeling when I'm talking, so like I might go off on tangents or whatever. It's just I go with whatever I'm seeing in my mind, and whatever my intuition's guiding me to talk about. But 2021 has been a year of real change. And this isn't just like on the world stage. Obviously, I suppose as above, so below. Whatever's going on in the cosmos affects us internally as well. And whatever's going on in the world stage, even though it is a stage, it's a complete fucking illusion. And like, I've been down some massive rabbit holes recently. Like huge, like things that I wouldn't have even considered maybe like even 6 months ago I've like been diving into. But even on the world stage, whatever's going on in the world stage is representing us internally as well. So 2021 has been a year of like a lot of change for people. It's almost like, and obviously I'm channeling now, but it's almost like 2020 was like the warm-up for the shitstorm that was coming. Obviously, we know it's a massive fucking shitstorm. And 2021 was almost like, it was like, it's been like a make or break kind of year. I remember at the beginning of the year, I started to feel like a massive dimensional shift. It was in January 2021, I started to feel a massive dimensional shift where I almost felt like, if you've ever watched a police film or police documentary or something like that, where you've got the person who's been arrested, who the defendant, whatever you want to call them, who's in the room being interviewed, and you've got two-way or three-way glass, whatever it's called. I should know this because my dad was a policeman, but whatever the glass is called, I think it's two-way glass, isn't it? And whoever's in the room, the defendant can't see out, but whoever's on the other side can see in. And that's what it felt like for me at the beginning of 2021. I almost felt like there was this, obviously it was a dimensional shift, because I feel the dimensional shifts. I can see and feel like the different timelines and like the multidimensional aspect of the world. But it was I felt almost like I was on this other side of the glass where I was looking out at everyone consumed with fear and scarcity and like victim consciousness and everything else that was being programmed and conditioned into people, and I could see that, but it wasn't affecting me because I was choosing to live in this other dimension. So it's almost like I was seeing things through a mirror, and I could walk into my town and I could merge myself with the other people, the people who were consumed with fear and scarcity and being controlled by the puppet masters of the government. And I could see them in like I was looking through a mirror or looking through this like two-way glass. But it didn't affect my reality. Like, it didn't affect me at all because I was choosing to live in a different dimension and in a different reality. And so that's what I feel like with 2021. It's been definitely been a year for change, but it's almost been like a make or break kind of year. Almost like as the earth starts to separate from its old self. Like, and I'm seeing a snake in my mind now and a butterfly. You know, when the snake sheds its skin, the butterfly turns, a caterpillar turns from a caterpillar into a butterfly. It goes through the process of metamorphosis as it, sheds the, I don't even know what a caterpillar does other than going into a cocoon, but obviously it transforms into a butterfly, whereas obviously the snake sheds its skin. And I feel like that is what 2021 was about. It was almost like the snake shedding its skin. And it's, I feel like we're going to see, and I'm not about division. Like I'm here for truth in the world. I don't believe in division. I can't understand why humans are so fixated on division, whether it's like gender or race or, whatever country you live in or whatever the fuck people are on about these days. It's just, it just baffles me with like how divided people choose to be. But I do feel this massive shift has been coming this year, where what's this term now, is it separating the wheat from the chaff kind of thing or whatever it is, but it's almost, it has been a year of massive change, and it's been a year of like make or break. It's kind of like, and again, I don't believe in division, but I do feel obviously there is a massive divide in the world at the moment, where you're either on the vaccinated or the unvaccinated team, whether you follow the government or you don't, all this other kind of bullshit. But I do feel it's been a year of massive change for people, where it's kind of been like a make or break. It's like, what team are you wanting to bat for at the moment kind of thing? And it's really been about, I've got massive allergies at the moment, my eyes are really itchy, so hopefully you won't hear me itching my eyes, just had an antihistamine. But it's really been about change and how you adapt to change and what you're willing to accept and what you're willing to let go of. And again, like 2021 has followed the same as 2020 with like people working from home and people having to really adapt their working lives to be able to work from home and having to maybe adapt to homeschooling their children or not commuting anymore or being more at home or being around people a lot more than what we've been before. And I feel like it has created a lot of change for people. It really has 2021. Again, numerologically, 2021 is a 5 year, so five is all about change, whereas 2022 is a 6 year. Six in numerology relates to balance. If you look at the tarot, I'm seeing the was it the six of coins, six of pentacles in my mind right now. It's all about balance, and it's almost like we've had to let go of whatever, we've had to shed the skin this year in order to let go of whatever doesn't serve us, whatever isn't us, whatever isn't truth, whatever isn't like the core essence of who we are and what we're here for in the world, in order to create the balance. And that's hard as well, because obviously, we've had to let go of a lot of things. It depends on who you are and what you've been going through and everything, but everyone's been called to let go of something. It could be a belief, it could be a value, it could be a mindset, it could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be even losing a family member or a friend or something like that, like, or changing jobs or adapting in your business or whatever. It's like, because of the energy of number five, the 5 year 2021, it's all been about shedding that skin. Like, what are you willing to take forwards? What are you willing to hold on to, which is going to serve your higher purpose and your higher consciousness and your evolutionary journey as a soul? What's going to serve that and what's not? What do you need to let go of in order to ascend, in order to continue your evolutionary journey as a soul? What's weighing you down right now that doesn't need to be there? Which weights do you need to let go of? If you think of a ship and it pulls its anchor up, where are you putting your anchor down and where are you pulling it up? Like, where can you let go of things now that just, they've run their course? And that could even be friendships. It could be relationships. It could be a job. It could be the way that you think about things. It could be the way that you react to things. It could be a mindset that you have, or a belief system that you have, or even your values that you have. It could be an aspect of your business that, or your clients that you're letting go of. Anything like around that is just, I think people get too attached to the fact that they feel like we have to hold on to things, like we have to hold on to friendships, or we have to hold on to family members, or we have to hold on to a job, or we have to hold on to security, or whatever we've been conditioned to believe that we need to have in our life, and we don't. Yeah, I'm a big believer that if you have outgrown something or someone, then it's okay to move on. But as humans, we can't always accept that, especially when it comes to other people. Like, I've let go of people in my life this year, or people have just taken themselves out of my life without me even doing anything. It's not a case of like, oh, I hate you, I need to let go of you kind of thing. Oh, you're a bitch, or I don't like you. Well, none of that. A lot of it has just been a simple disconnection from people where it's like, actually, I'm okay if I don't hear from you again. Or I'm okay if I don't see you again. I'm okay with that. And the same has been really apparent in my business this year, where I've had to... It's been a very up and down year for me in my business this year, where I've had to really, because I've been going through a lot of internal changes as well, and like, I suppose going deeper into like a dark night of a soul, or whatever you want to call it, which started in 2020. I had to make a lot of changes in my life and in my business. And I feel like that's why I've taken myself offline a lot this year. Obviously, I've still been active in certain areas, but I've not wanted to be present online. I've not wanted to record videos for YouTube. I've not wanted to record podcast episodes. I've not really wanted to show up on social media. I've completely ditched Facebook because I cannot fucking stand Facebook. I cannot stand it, so I've completely ditched it. I still have it open because obviously I've met a lot of connections on there who've become really good friends, but in terms of like posting and engagement, I've deleted it from my phone. I'm just not interested. I'm more on Instagram these days, but obviously I'm wanting to go back to my podcasting and to my YouTube because I really enjoy talking. But I've had to make a lot of change. I've had to, like, not so much sacrifice, well, I suppose sacrifice is a word, because I've had to sacrifice who I thought I was. And obviously I'm on, like, as we all are, but I suppose because this is the line of work that I work in transformation and going into like the darker shadows and everything and the darkest aspects of someone's psyche, including my own, like, I've had to really dig deep into myself and like decide what could be sacrificed, like what could be let go of, what like mindset and belief system and everything, like, have I been holding on to that just doesn't serve me? What actions have I been taking that just don't serve like my higher purpose, really? And that's been quite hard because it's like, obviously I've put a lot of time and energy into my business, but for the most part I was following, and I hate to say it, I was following like other people's ideas around growing a business online and a spiritual business and being a spiritual entrepreneur and everything. And obviously when you start out, you know, it's easy to become consumed by what other people are saying because you're like, oh, well, obviously they've had success, so I'm going to follow them. And I've had to really like disconnect myself from a lot of people. Like, I've unfollowed so many people online because I don't desire to follow anyone else. Like, I'm not here to follow somebody, I'm here to lead. It's in my astrology, it's in my human design, as a 4-6 human design, with the 6 line being all about being like the leader and the role model. And because I'm like a sponge when it comes to energy, like I absorb everybody. It's who I am. I naturally penetrate people's aura. I'm naturally like feeling out people's energy wherever I go. Again, it's in my human design. I have the 59-6 channel defined, so it's for, like, I love human design, it's amazing. But I naturally penetrate other people's aura, I naturally am always reading other people's energy, always. So when I think back to like when I started on my business, and for like even for like the last 3 years, I've been following so many people online, like coaches, even though I don't call myself a coach, but coaches or spiritual teachers or like business professionals or all those kind of people. And I can see now, like it was hard, it was a hard pill to swallow. But I can see now, like, where, excuse me, these allergies are doing my head in at the moment. I just had to take another antihistamine. But I could see where I was allowing other people's energy to infiltrate my own. So I've literally, like, I've come off Facebook completely, and I've unfollowed every single business person or spiritual entrepreneur or anyone who talks about business or marketing or entrepreneurship or whatever on Instagram. I've unfollowed everyone, like so many people, because I don't want my energy to I don't want to feed into that energy with other people's beliefs. And that's been like a big thing that I've had to really understand this year, was how I've been showing up and how I've not been showing up in my business and for my clients and for like those who like those who follow my message or like are interested in what I have to say. And I've had to really let go of the mindset and the belief that I didn't know what I was doing, or these other people have done this, so they've had success in this area, so therefore they know what they're talking about. And I've really gone within in terms of like adopting the mindset of an alien empire and understanding that I am an energetic business, I am an energetic being, and I run my business very differently to anyone else. And being okay with that, because let's face it, anyone who's, I don't know, if you're in a job or if you're in a business or whatever, it's very easy to become sidetracked by other people, because they're like, oh, well, I've done this, I've had experience with this, so I know what I'm talking about. It's very easy to become, I suppose, mesmerized by others or sidetracked by others and like taking advice from others. So I've had, so this year's, again, it's been a massive year of change for me, but I've had to really take myself out of the world and really really go within to remember my voice and who I am and be okay. The thing with me is like, is being okay with being a role model as well, because growing up, and obviously this has been like a massive shadow area for me to really focus on, but growing up I was somebody who always followed others. I wouldn't stand out from other people. I'm like a totally different person now to who I was as a kid, which is why my daughter reminds me so much of like, so much of the me that I suppose was meant to be or whatever, as a kid. Like she's very outspoken at times, but obviously with those that she feels comfortable with. Whereas me, I was such a shy girl. I was so quiet. I followed everything that anyone said and did. I followed my parents. I followed my teachers. I wouldn't really have an opinion on stuff. Like, how fucking sad is that? And I wouldn't rebel against things. I wouldn't say no to things. Like, I did what I was told to do. And I, when I think back on that now, it's like, it feels like such a different person. Obviously, she is a different person, completely different person. But that's a lot of what I've had to let go of over the last, 3.5 years, 4 years or whatever, since my spiritual awakening. A lot of what I've had to let go of is around being somebody that I wasn't. Because I was conditioned to be somebody else. And I wouldn't speak up on things. I didn't even want to be seen. I was fucking petrified of being seen. I was absolutely fucking petrified of being center stage, to the point where when I was doing my GCSEs, like, obviously for those in the UK, you'll know what they are. In the States, I don't know what they're called, but it's like the subjects that you start studying when you're like 13, 14, 15, 16, you're doing your exams at 16. And my GCSEs, my mum suggested that I took drama for my GCSEs just to help me come out of my shell, because I was very much a fucking hermit back then and like in my shell and everything. And I kind of found my voice with that, with like when I was like 16 and everything. But the idea of being seen and being centre stage and having recognition and people knowing who I was and like following me and everything, like even back then it felt massively uncomfortable, which is like a massive shadow area for me and something that I've had to, like a karmic area that I've had to really work on in my life. When you look at the astrology, I have my south node in Aquarius, so I'm very much I've very much come from a people background where I've been used to being in the crowd. And my north node, the path of destiny, what I'm here to adopt more of, is in Leo. Like, I'm meant to be center stage, I'm meant to shine, I'm meant to be the voice that is separate from the crowd. So that's something that I've always found uncomfortable throughout my life, is being that one person as opposed to being the voice within the crowd. It's always been easier for me to be the voice in the crowd rather than be the person who is the one person on the stage, the one person who is heard, the one person who is seen. It's always been easier to be in the safety net of the crowd. So this year has, and I suppose that comes back to my business with the whole following what other spiritual teachers or spiritual leaders or like spiritual entrepreneurs are saying and everything, and not saying that I copied them, but when you've got like similar mindsets, you're like, oh yeah, I can see what they were doing, and like that makes sense, like obviously they've had success with this way of doing things, and like I'm gonna try that out with my marketing or whatever. But that disconnected me from me. And obviously in human design, I'm a 4-6, so the 6 is all about being a role model. Again, something that I've always felt uncomfortable with, massively uncomfortable with. So this year has really been about shedding so many fucking layers from my life and so many skins, shedding so much in order to really like find that small pearl within the oyster shell, that's shining brightly, and to pick it out and to be okay with that. So this year, I think that's why I've really gone within this year. It has been like a massive year of like going within, especially when it's come to like my content and everything, as I've been like moving away from, I suppose, not so much beliefs of others, but moving away from the collective voice is what I've been doing. So I was just hearing the collective voice. So I've had to really go within in order to move away from the collective voice, because I don't desire to hear the collective voice. Like, obviously I work with collective energy, I work with the collective unconsciousness, and like I can feel the energies and hear the energies of what's going on collectively at a subconscious and unconscious level within the shadows. I hear that, I feel it, I sense it, I know it. But I've had to switch off from the collective voice in terms of how you do business, how you show up, what you speak about, what you do, what you put into the world. And I've had to really switch off from all of that in order to find that pearl of wisdom within myself, and like that truth within myself. Even though it's always there, it can be, yeah, for anyone who can relate to it, when you're like absorbing energy all the time, like I'm sure you can relate, where it's almost like your truth can be, well, your mindset, your beliefs can become a little bit muddied at times unless you know and can discern between your voice and the collective voice. I think that's where I'm going with it. So 2021 has been a weird year, and there's often times where I've like felt like I wanted to put like a podcast episode out there, but then didn't. I didn't feel inspired. I found that I was wanting to teach too much on like podcast and on YouTube, but that's not the kind of content that I want to do in like my free content. It's I want to talk. I just want to talk. So that's what I'm going to do, because I know that whatever I'm talking about will be inspiring to somebody, and it will like shift something within you, whether you're, you know, in a relationship or in a job or in a business, or you're just looking for some like guidance in life. Like, I'm very aware of how my energy affects people and it activates people. I am a portal, which is really funny because I've known for like a couple of years that I'm actually like a human version of a portal. But again, it was always something that I just dismissed, being like, oh yeah, don't like take the center stage of a limelight for that. And like, who are you to be so special with that? Or whatever the fuck, like the shadow and the limiting mindset was saying. And then the other week, I was reflecting on my birth date and just laughed at, I was like, oh my God, it's even in my fucking birth date. Obviously I'm a portal, like it makes sense. Because my birth date adds up to 999. With the month, the year, and the month, the date, and the year, the 18th of September 1980 adds up to 9. And then obviously when you add those three nines together, you get 9 again. So, and my life path number is 9. As you can see, I love numerology, I love energy with like the numbers and whatever. So it's very much like the humanitarian kind of efforts that I'm making in life. But obviously I'm a portal for transformation. And I can't remember where I was going with this. Like, I get so much distracted by stuff, like start channeling on stuff. But yeah, it made a lot of sense with why I was wanting to switch off from a lot of things in order to, like, I suppose, come back to myself more than I've ever done before. Like, I've been on a spiritual journey for 4 years now. I started my spiritual awakening towards the end of 2017, so I've been on a spiritual journey just over 4 years now, and I have literally ripped apart every ounce of myself, because that's what I do, that's what I'm here for, as a shamanic high priestess, as a heyoka. I naturally go to the darkest places, both in myself and in my clients. It's the parts like the taboo areas, the darker areas of the psyche that I love to explore. I have Neptune on my ascendant, so Neptune being the planet of illusion and the 12th house and the things that are hidden from us and the subconscious, I have Neptune on my ascendant. So I'm naturally drawn to really diving into the hidden aspects of who we are, into the psyche, into the subconscious, into like the closet where we hide everything, into the karmic past as well. I'm naturally inclined to dive into all of that, and I do it with myself, both with myself and with my clients. But it's really been a year of change. Even if you've not felt like you've maybe changed massively or whatever, there will have been some kind of undercurrent within you where you've been asked to choose a path. That's what I'm hearing, is choose a path. Let's have a drink of water. But where we've really been asked to choose a path, and it's almost like we've been asked to, what's the word? Make a choice. So it's almost like we've been asked to make a choice. Do you want to continue on this path that you chose to incarnate on? Do you want to continue on this path? Are you willing to give your all to the purpose and the destiny and the path and the mission, or whatever you want to call it, but the life that you chose for yourself on the other side? Are you willing to give your all for that? Or is it too much for you to do? Is it too hard for you to break free of like the karmic patterns, to break free of the shadow, to break free of the conditioning or whatever? Is it too hard for you to do that, and you're unable to do that? Is it easier for you to stay where you are right now? And that, I feel like that's what 2021 has been about. It's almost like choosing a path. Which path are you going to go on? And right now I'm seeing, for anyone who follows tarot, I'm seeing the Two of Wands in my mind. The Two of Wands card, where there's literally two paths to choose. And I feel like that has been very much the energy of 2021. It's been like, are you willing to stay the course? Are you willing to, put the nose to the grindstone or whatever it is that people say? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to dig so fucking deep into yourself that even when it hurts, even when it's painful, even when it's really fucking hard, are you willing to stay the course? Are you willing to stay true to the vision that your soul, your consciousness, whatever you want to say, that your soul, your consciousness has for you or had for you on the other side before you incarnated? Are you willing to stay there? Are you willing to stay the course? Are you willing to go through the pain and the hurt and whatever you need to go through in order to stay the course, because shit's going to get really fucking real right now? Are you willing to do that? Or would you prefer to stay where you are? And this isn't about like comfort zones and all that kind of shit. It's almost like people have, we've been testing. I hate the word test when it comes to like spirituality, but it's almost like there's been a separation between people. Again, I dislike the division that's in the world, but it's very apparent to me where there is two paths. Well, obviously, there's multiple paths, there's multiple timelines, but it's really come back to, are you willing to do what it takes in order to pull magic out of your fucking asshole, basically, in terms of like what you, the vision of your soul or your consciousness, what you have for this life? Are you willing to do what it takes? Or is it just going to be too hard for you? Is it going to be too much of a sacrifice? Did you take on to more than you could chew in this lifetime when you're on the other side and you're choosing your life? Did you take on more than what you could chew? Like, did you throw too much into the bag and like the bag was overflowing? You're like, oh fuck, actually, maybe I didn't want to deal with that in this particular lifetime. Because that's where we're really at. And you can very much see that in the world around us right now, where people are, and this is no disrespect to wherever somebody's at in their life, whether they're choosing to think more freely or think more critically, or they're choosing to follow the governments and government advice, whatever. It's no disrespect. It's like, you are on your path, and wherever you're at is where you're at. And that's your choice. But I can sense the divide, and I can sense the division. And I feel like that's been something for me, is where I felt not lonely, but I felt lonelier this year than in other years, because I've really not so much distanced myself from people, but I've let go of a lot of things in my life this year, a lot of things. And that has created some, not so much a divide, but it's created like a really noticeable shift for myself with the people that I've had in my life and who continue to be in my life, where I can sense that shift, I can sense that divide, I can sense where there's those that, and obviously it's different when it's like family or close friends or whatever, but I can sense where people have just become complacent, really. And they've become complacent with their life. They've become complacent with not having an option. They've become complacent with their actions. They've become complacent with their mindset. They've become complacent with their beliefs. Almost like, oh well, if this is what I have to do in order to survive, because again, as a human, yeah, as an animal species, we're here to survive. It's survival of the fittest, really, isn't it? But people have become complacent with doing whatever it takes in order to survive. And by survive, I mean fitting in, doing the bidding of others, doing what's necessary in order to not rock the boat so that you're not seen as a nuisance. But then there's been others where, myself included, where it's been like, actually, I'm not willing to accept this because this isn't part of what I desire in my life. Like, I don't desire to follow, and I haven't done for years now, I don't desire to follow the crowd, I don't desire to follow what other people are doing, I don't desire to be part of a collective voice. I don't. And that can ruffle a lot of feathers, because the more that you are true to your authentic self and your truth, not the truth of like your family or society or of government or the media or scientists, doctors, whatever the fuck it is, like not their truth, but true to yourself. The more that you are true to yourself, the more alienated you can feel. And I feel like for me, it's like it's become really apparent to me this year, like how much I felt alienated from society. And obviously that's my choice, is to go within. It's totally my choice. But I've really noticed it more this year than I have any other year. Even from like when I left my marriage, 3.5 years ago, 2018. And like I distanced myself from that particular family. And I went through like massive change and everything, massive growth as I suppose let go of like that aspect of myself that had been married. I've really noticed a shift this year in terms of how alienated I've felt, and I've had to be okay with that. I've had to be okay with not wanting to have certain people in my life and not wanting to be part of certain crowds and not wanting to follow certain things. And I've noticed the illusion more this year than ever before. Like, I obviously am a dispeller of illusion. I notice the illusion. I shift the illusion in people. But I've noticed the illusion more this year than ever before. And for like my astrology friends, you know, or for those that don't know astrology, you know, we still have Neptune, the planet, like the dreamy planet, the planet of like the subconscious, and of illusions, in its home sign of Pisces. So the 12th, the 12th house, really. So there's been a lot of illusions that are going on in the world, that continue to go on in the world, that are starting to kind of get uncovered and everything. But it's kind of like that, navigating that whole terrain of illusions. And I've noticed so many more illusions this year that I wouldn't have noticed like 6 months ago or 12 months ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. And I've had to become okay with not so much alienating myself, but choosing to be the alien, which I am, but choosing to separate myself from a reality that I don't want to live in. And I feel like that's been like the massive part of 2021 has been, it's that two of wands card again in the tarot, the two of wands card, where it's been about which path do you want to choose. We're at the point now in, you know, humanity's evolution, if that's what you want to call it, we're at the point now where there's very distinctive paths. Do you want to go down path A or path B? Make a fucking choice, because it's game time now. It's like you need to choose which path you want to be on, and you need to accept that decision of whatever path you've chosen to be on, which is why people have really been forced to decide, is this what I want for my life? Do I want to live the life in this way? Do I want to stay in this relationship? Do I want to continue in this job, in this career? Do I want to continue in this business with these clients or these services? Do I want to stay in this location? This has been a biggie for me this year, is like choosing to decide that I want to like leave where I live at the moment, to leave my city. has been like a big thing that's really come up for me, which obviously creates like a lot of discomfort, because like, fuck, like I've been here for however many years and like what am I gonna do and everything, but it just feels natural to want to leave now. And that's where people are at. I feel like this year has really brought those like very distinctive paths. Obviously 2020 was more, it's like the waters were muddied, you couldn't quite see the paths, but now it's like, I suppose, like the parting of the Red Sea with Moses. This Moses has parted two paths in the Red Sea, and they're very distinctive now, is what I'm seeing in my mind. They're very distinctive, which is why we've been asked this year to really decide on a path and stick to it. And obviously you can change like timelines and everything, like you can time hop, you can like change your reality and everything, but what I'm talking about is really choosing which path you want to go on. Are you going to continue on the path of, I suppose, whatever it is your higher self chose for you in this life, whatever your consciousness, your soul, whatever you want to call it, chose for you in this life, even when it when shit gets real, even when it gets feels really fucking hard, because you're breaking away from the collective. That's the thing, you're breaking away from the collective. Or are you going to stay within the collective and within the folds of the collective and within the collective mindset and follow whatever it is that the collective are doing, which right now, and this is, again, this is no disrespect to anyone who's listening, this is just simply an observation of what the collective are doing. The majority of people in the world right now are choosing to live in fear. They are choosing to adopt this collective mindset of following the rules and living in fear. And that is where the collective is at the moment. And if that feels safer for you or better for you or more comfortable for you, then that is your choice entirely to do that. But there's two very distinctive paths right now. And I feel like that has been one of the big reasons why I've had to really go within this year and really take myself offline and disconnect from like friends and family and whatever, which is weird because obviously I'm supposed to be around people, but I just find it hard at times to be around people because the energy can get too much and it can get very like muddied for me as well. But there's been two very, I've never thought of it like that. This is why I love to talk. This is why like I want to start doing my podcast again, because I'm forever channeling. And it inspires me as well. Even like I have an idea as to what it is that I want to talk about. And then I start talking, I start channeling. I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that. So it's like, it's good for me as well. But it has very much been a year of like really, I don't like this, was it the term separating the wheat from the chaff or whatever it is. But all I can see is the Two of Wands tarot card in my mind, and it's two distinctive paths, and it's about being okay with that. It's like it's the same as, I suppose, when you leave a relationship or leave a marriage. Like I obviously left my marriage 3.5 years ago, 2018. We'd been together 11 years, we'd been married for almost 5 years, and we had a young child together who was 3 at the time. And that was a hard fucking decision to make, because it wasn't a case of, oh, we're just going to go our separate ways and that's it. You know, we have a daughter between us that we had to consider. We had a house together that I had to consider, all this other kind of stuff. But it was a point, and I feel like that's what 2021 has been. Like, when you leave a relationship, you have to be okay with that decision. You have to be. You make a decision and you set out on that course, and you're, you know, you have to be okay with it, even when it's fucking hard, even when it hurts, even when it's hard, even when like shit gets even harder, whatever, you have to be okay with it. It's the same way if you leave a job, if you've ever been offered another job and you're like, and you think, oh, the grass is going to be greener, and you're like, do you know what, I'm going to leave this job because this other one is going to maybe pay me more, or it's going to mean that I'm not commuting as much, or it's going to give me more job satisfaction. And what, even if you've been in your other job for like years and years, and you've become complacent, you've become secure, and you've become comfortable, you have to be okay with leaving that and sticking with your decision. And that's where 2021 has been about. It's really been about choosing a path and being okay with that decision. And I suppose, like, you can, you know, we live in a multidimensional universe, so it's not a case of like, this is it, whatever. But once you've made a major decision as to, I suppose, what side of the fence you're on, whether you're on the fence of disconnecting from the collective mind or being part of a collective mind, you have to be okay with that, and you have to then follow that path. And obviously you can divert it a little bit and take a little detour and come back again, but once you've made a major decision about your life, you have to follow that through, whether that's like leaving a relationship or changing jobs or choosing whatever it is that you're guided to do in your life right now. And you have to be okay with that. And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I really took myself offline a lot this year, and I unfollowed so many people online, like spiritual entrepreneurs or spiritual teachers or other entrepreneurs and other women. I like disconnected from everyone. I stopped following people. I stopped listening to anyone. I stopped listening to any like business advice out there. I stopped listening to anything to do with marketing. I stopped following other people who talk about spiritual things or consciousness things. Everybody, literally, I've disconnected from everybody. And it has done me the world of good, because I naturally absorb the energy anyway. And it has done me the world of good to disconnect from everything and to create my own path and my own way of doing things, and not like looking to other people for guidance or not following, especially in the spiritual community. Like, I don't really relate a lot to the spiritual community anymore anyway these days, especially anything like to do with like new age spirituality, which is like fucking bullshit and full of illusion anyway. It's all about shadow. Yeah, well, it's full of fucking shadow and it's all illusion anyway. It's a new age movement, and I can't even stomach anything to do with it, because it's just, it's full of illusion. And I had to find my own way. I had to come to a point in myself where it was like, this doesn't resonate with me anymore. These belief systems don't resonate with me. These ideas don't resonate with me. These ways of being don't resonate with me. And be okay with that. And be okay with being different. And be okay with being the outsider. And being okay with being the lone wolf. Because that's what I am, a lone wolf. It's like, I'm a leader of myself, but I'm also here to influence the world in my own way, in my own unique way. And I don't need other people to influence me in order to influence myself, if that makes sense. And so 2021 has been weird. It's like, it's very much like, I feel like it's been a year of obviously like sowing the seeds for ourselves and choosing that path, and not even choosing the path, but actually creating the path for ourselves, like digging the fucking path ourselves, paving it ourselves, really. Because that's the thing, like when you get to a crossroads and you've got left or right to go, if you're the one who's willing to go down the alternative path, or go, you know, take the road less travelled, so to speak, then it is harder. Because if ever you've found yourself in a field or in a forest or somewhere where it's overgrown and a lot of people haven't been there, or they haven't been there for a long time, it's harder, because you're having to walk through the brambles, you're having to create a path, you're having to find a path, you're having to create your own path through the brambles or the bushes or the trees or whatever, everything that's overgrown. And it's harder, as opposed to taking the path that everyone else has been on. where, you know, the road is, you know, the path is more travelled, so there's a clear path through the grass, through the trees, through the forest or whatever, as opposed to cutting it all down yourself. And I feel like that's what 2021 has been about. And obviously I'm reflecting on it in my mind as I'm talking about it now, because it's like I haven't really thought of it that way myself. And it's very much been about that, which is where we're at the point with 2022, where it's about bringing everything into balance now with the energy of 2022. It's 6 year, six means balance. And so it's bringing everything into balance. Like, what path did you choose? Where can you now create balance in your life with that path, with the decision? Where have you stuck to your guns with, like, the decision that you've made? Because, you know, let's face it, you have to be okay with whatever decision you've made. You have to be, because that's your decision to make. Even if it turns out to be the wrong decision, there's no wrong things in life. It's just the path that we choose. It's a decision we make in the moment. Nothing is wrong. I always say to my clients, when you're constantly time hopping, and like it's like having like a pond in front of you with the lily pads. The frog doesn't go in a straight line across the pond. It hops from lily pad to lily pad, or probably jumps in and swims, but you know what I mean, with the lily pads. And it's been okay with that. It's been okay with taking the path that you've been on and choosing to stay the course, even if you need to course correct every now and again. It's been okay with that decision, whatever it is in your life that you've needed to decide on in this year, and being okay with that. And I feel like, yeah, that's been like the biggie for me this year, is like, where do I really want to go with my life? Where do I really want to take my vision and my business? Like, where do I see myself going? What do I really need to let go of? What mindset, what behavior, what patterns, what programming, what everything do I need to let go of, even when it feels fucking hard, in order to be on that path of that vision that I really have? Because I've got a massive fucking vision, massive vision for like my life, for my business, for the world, for how I'm going to impact the world and how I am impacting the world, like massive fucking vision. And I've had to really become okay with that vision, and become okay with, like, I suppose my Leo North Node from the astrological perspective of being that leader, because that's always been something that I found very uncomfortable in the past. It's always been very uncomfortable for me to be that person, because it's really been about stepping outside my comfort zone. Because obviously from a karmic perspective, with my Aquarius self node, I've been used to being in the crowd, being the voice, being the collective voice, as opposed to being the voice that stands out and that is different and that is persuasive in its own way, because it sounds different and it is different. I've had to really become comfortable and be okay with that, even when it feels uncomfortable at times. I've had to really be okay with it. And so 2021 has been, it's been an interesting year. And it can be, you know, it can be easy to like dismiss things and be like, oh, I wish I'd have done things like this, or I wish I'd have done things like this, or whatever. But that's just your shadow speaking. Like, whatever decision we make in the moment, we have to be okay with that. And it might turn out to be like the wrong decision, like in the bigger scheme of things, but nothing is ever wrong. Nothing is ever incorrect. You know, we choose our actions, we choose our moments and everything. So whatever it is that you've chosen in that moment, you're meant to. And you can always course correct, that's the thing. But there's always a reason for things. It's like there's a reason for somebody staying on a particular road, which results in like an accident, as shitty as that is. And there's also a reason for somebody choosing to take the diversion instead, because they weren't meant to be in that place at that time. There's a reason for everything, and you can't look back on something and be like, oh shit, oh yeah, I wish I hadn't have done that, because you chose to do it. And we have to take responsibility for our actions and our mindsets and our beliefs and everything. We have to take responsibility for it. So 2021, it's been an interesting year, and obviously it can be too easy to be like, oh, I wish I'd have done this, or I wish I'd have done that, or I wish I'd have had this, like, I wish I'd have had more success with this, or I'd have let go of that sooner, or I wish I'd have done things differently, or I wish I had have not done that, or whatever it is. But you have to be okay with the actions that you took in the moment, and if you don't like it, then change it, because you can change every single decision, every single action. We all have a choice, but be okay with whatever path we're choosing to be on, because it is becoming more noticeable now with the paths that are appearing. And again, I'm seeing like this two of wands card in my mind from the tarot with the paths. They're becoming further and further apart now. Like, I feel like as we go into like obviously 2022 and 2023 and so on, the paths are becoming further apart from each other, where there's a very distinct difference between where people are at. And again, it's no disrespect to whatever path you're on. Like, you're there for a reason. There's a reason for you being on that particular path, and that's your choice to be there. But from my perspective and the path that I'm choosing to be on, I'm really choosing to distance myself from the collective mind, which is weird again and ironic, because I tap into the collective unconscious and I influence the collective unconscious with what it is that I choose to talk about and choose to work on. But I've had to be okay with choosing the alternative path, the one that is less traveled, the one that is overgrown or never even had a path that I'm having to cut through and create and pave my own way, and be okay with that, as opposed to following other people's beliefs or other people's ways of doing business. I've had to be okay with coming back to the fact that I run an alien empire, which does not follow any particular like business model out there. It just doesn't. And no matter how much I fucking try to follow business models and marketing advice and whatever fuck it is that I've followed in the past, when I've had like some successes and when I've had none, I've had to let go of that and be okay with letting go of that and be okay with creating my own path, because I know that I'm meant to, as a pioneer, I'm meant to create this path for other people to follow. Somebody's got to go fucking first. And it always brings me back to this dream that I had a few years ago, where I stood outside a school and there's these like big wrought iron gates, and I was looking at this school building. It was like a Victorian style building, like dark and foreboding and everything, and grey and black or whatever. But it was like this old Victorian building, which I suppose can represent, from a dream perspective, can represent like the old ways of doing things, like the authoritarian kind of ways of doing things, like sticking to the same kind of way of doing things. And I was looking through these wrought iron gates, and then I suddenly saw off to the left this other gate, this other smaller wrought iron gate, which had a padlock on it, and I had the key to unlock it. And I unlocked this gate, and the path was like pretty much non-existent, that ran along the side of this school, but it was on like a cliff, like some kind of hill edge, and there wasn't really a path. I just had to pick my way down this like hill or something like that, and whilst other people were following me. And it was a sign that, you know, I'm a pioneer and I'm here to do things differently and to create my own path. And I've had to really be okay with leaving the institutionalized, that's the word that I was looking for, with leaving the institution behind and leaving like the traditional ways of doing things and the traditional beliefs and leaving the collective behind in order to create this different path. And that's where we're at in 2021, where we have been at in 2021, as we record this on New Year's Eve. Things are going to get even more noticeable as we move forwards. Like, the divide, and again, like, I dislike the whole divide with, like, race and gender and countries and whatever fuck people are fighting about these days, because it just baffles me, really, as to why we, I suppose, why we continue to, you know, have these division. But that it is starting, like, the gap between people is starting to open up, not from like gender or race or whatever, but more from like a choosing to be part of a collective mindset, or choosing to adopt an individualistic mindset. That's what I'm hearing now, is where we're at, whether you're choosing to be part of a collective mindset and the collective way of thinking, which currently, as we stand, is around fear and scarcity and like following rules and abiding by the rules and everything, from a survival perspective, really. Or is it choosing a more individualistic way of being, choosing your individual identity that is not morphed and created by society, but is your unique identity? And that's hard when you're used to living a particular way and you've been conditioned, as we all have, we've all been conditioned and programmed to be a certain way, whether it's by our parents or teachers or the church or media or government or friends or jobs or whatever it is. People have become so disconnected from our individuality and our authenticity and our identity that we don't really know who we are these days, which is why it takes like a massive fucking shitstorm like COVID and everything to really bring us back to the point where we get to choose our individuality again and choose our identity again. But from a collective perspective, most people are choosing to be part of the herd mentality. And again, whoever's listening to this, no disrespect, you choose what you want to choose, that's fine. But I'm here for identity and for individuality, and for people choosing their self-identity based on who they really are within their divine truth, as opposed to who we've been conditioned to believe. That's what I'm about. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Whenever you're listening to this, have an amazing 2022. Like, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook really these days because I can't fucking stand it. You can follow me on Instagram or on YouTube. I'm going to be going back onto YouTube again, obviously on this podcast. I'm occasionally on Twitter, but not really that much. I'm kind of like feeling different things out. But I'd love like to know like where you're at with 2022, like what's going on for you, what path are you choosing, like what have you let go of, what have you really had to come to the crossroads at in your life to let go of something, and are you okay with that decision? Because again, we have to be okay with whatever decision we make. We have to be okay with that decision because we made it. It's being accountable for our actions. So I'd like love to know, like, what's your vision for 2022? Like, what are your goals? What are your passions? What are you letting go of? What path are you choosing to go on? Are you choosing the path of like the overgrown, brambly kind of path that you're having to cut through and pave yourself? Or are you choosing to be, you know, to stay part of a collective because it feels better for you or safer or whatever it is? It's no judgment, whatever. It's like your path. So I'm going to leave it there. I am going to be bringing more podcasts back to this channel because I love to talk. I've been talking for just over an hour now. So what, 70 minutes? So I love to fucking talk all fucking day, me. I am wanting a big vision that I have, which does feel scary for me, but obviously it puts me outside of my comfort zone, is to start doing events in 2022. In-person events or like online or whatever, but I want to start doing like in-person events where there's a particular theme or subject area. Obviously I'm like, I do healing, like energetic healing, quantum alchemy. Obviously I work with a shadow, I work with multidimensionality. I'm here to shift people rapidly. I'm a catalyst for massive fucking revolutionary transformation. And anyone who's ever in my energy whether you're listening to me, watching me, or in my personal energy in person, you will feel a shift. Like, that is what I'm here to do. So I'm really wanting to start doing events in 2022 to really create change in people's lives. Like, I want to blow shit up, like, obviously not literally, but create like massive change in people's lives. And one of the areas that I'm doing that through is through energetic healing. Like, I don't believe in like the medical community. And again, if you're like a doctor or nurse, whatever, like, you know, I'll duck my head now before you like pummel me with whatever shit you want to pummel me with. I can't even say it. I do not believe in the way that we treat physical ailments, mental health, whatever it is these days. I feel that it's very backwards, and I will talk more on this on my podcast. It's a very out there belief system. It's very different. It's very controversial, but hey, I'm here for the controversy. When I think back to the ancient Egyptians, the Atlanteans, like timelines that I've been a part of, people healed very differently. It was energetic. Everything was energy. Everything. And I've seen myself as part of like the temples I was part of as a priestess in Egypt. I've seen myself in Atlantis using energy. And so I don't understand. And this is a big thing for me to start bringing more controversy to my work in 2022. I don't understand why, as a society, we're very backwards when you think of the ancients. And again, this is where history has lied to us in terms of like we've been told of very backwards, whatever. They weren't. They're far more fucking advanced than what we are. And I have to laugh sometimes when people talk about, you know, you have NASA, a big fucking illusion that NASA is, talking about, oh, we're going to go to Mars. And I'm like, and it's going to take 2 years to get to Mars. I'm like, yeah, I can fucking time travel, and like other beings can time travel, and the ancients knew how to use energy, and they were able to like time travel and whatever. And we're talking about getting to Mars in 2 years when like galactic beings can get to Earth in like seconds, really, through time travel. But that's just another rabbit hole to go down, another wormhole if you want. But for me, like, and I've done this for myself and I've done it for clients, is shift physical symptoms in people and shift mental issues like anxiety, stress, depression, emotional issues, whatever it is, physical symptoms, whatever it is. I've been able to do that for people energetically in an instant. So why are we focused on it's like a barbaric kind of society? And I always come back to cancer and cancer treatment, and I always find it weird. Like, obviously I am from another galaxy, I am from another star system, so when I think about humanity and like what we do here on Earth, I find it very backwards and very weird that we don't use energy, or we've become disconnected from energy. Like, when you think of cancer treatment, and I will do a podcast on this because it's like, it's such a big passion of mine, is to help people with cancer to be able to shift it without all the barbaric ways that we use right now. And you may find what I'm saying like very out there, very different, very controversial. It is controversial. It may trigger you. It may, like, you might think, who is this crazy bitch saying this? But I just want you to be open to the way that we do things in society right now compared to the way that we could do it, I suppose, is a better way. Especially when it comes to things like cancer. You think of cancer being, and I will do a more specific podcast on this. You think of cancer being very, obviously it's a manifestation of, for me, the way I see cancer and any other physical ailment that's going on in somebody's body. It is a manifestation of shadow. The shadow energy has had to go somewhere, and it's manifested, and this is like multidimensional shadow, where the shadows come from other lifetimes. The shadows had to manifest itself somehow, and it's manifested itself physically, such as with cancer or with whatever physical ailment you've got in your body. And so Cancer, as we know, like the toxins in the body, the shadow energy, have manifested themselves as a physical symptom. So how do we currently treat it? We inject poison into people. Okay, because that makes fucking sense. In order to remove toxins from the body, we inject poison through chemotherapy and kill everything off. Okay, that makes no fucking sense to me at all. It makes no fucking sense to me. And I have been affected by cancer in my life. I lost my grandma like 20 odd years ago to bowel and liver cancer. My mum has had breast cancer twice. So obviously I'm fully aware of cancer and how it affects people. But I just find the whole treatment of things very backwards and very barbaric, really. Because as a society, we've become so disconnected from being able to use energy for healing, for transformation. Like, we can shift things in an instant, and we've become so connected to time and things taking time and things moving through time in a physical sense, as opposed to seeing things energetically. Time is an illusion. It doesn't exist. It's created by humans to make sense of things, but time does not exist. So I just find it really backwards that we've been conditioned to, well, it's not backwards when you think of pharmaceutical companies, but it's and the billions, trillions, whatever it is that we make. But I just find it very backwards that we've become so disconnected from our ability to use energy and to accept energy for our healing. And obviously that goes back to my times in Atlantis and my times in ancient Egypt, where as a priestess I was in the temples and people came to me for healing and transformation. I could shift them in an instant. It's what I do. I shift people in an instant through my voice, through my energy, through my eyes. I'm a portal. I'm an energetic portal, an alchemist and everything. So it's something that I'm going to talk more on, and it is very controversial, but obviously I'm here for the controversy. It's fine. I'm okay with that. That was just like a little side note I wanted to go down on there. So anyway, I will leave you to it. Have an awesome 2022. I'd love to know like what your vision is, what it is that you're really focused on this year. Like, what path are you going down? What path are you creating? What path are you creating for others to follow on? And what things are you leaving behind? What are you willing to sacrifice in order to like stay true to your vision and who you are? And who are you? Like, what individuality are you calling through right now as you leave a collective mind behind? I'm really intrigued by that. So you can like connect with me more on like Instagram, or obviously on my podcast. I've got my email address, leanne@leannejuliet.com, or my YouTube channel. So yeah, I'm intrigued, as I can see like these very distinctive paths like really being created now in the world. I'm intrigued to see like who's creating these different paths, and like what are you paving the way for? Because that's what 2022 is about. It's like paving the way for our own gold and paving the way for the balance that we desire in our lives in order to feel more harmonious as a species, and to come more into balance with who we are from an individual perspective. So thank you so much for listening, and have an awesome year.